updates.
It's 4:30. These are your headlines from Money FM 89.3 with Desmond Wong. I'm Michelle Martin. Good afternoon. A 32-year-old man has been arrested for criminal trespass and is being investigated for voluntarily causing hurt to Jurong GRC MP Tan Wu Meng. Dr. Tan was attacked during his Meet the People session in Clementi last night. He told the Straits Times he was talking to a resident at around 10 p.m. when a young man suddenly rushed over and began hitting him with his fists. Other residents and volunteers managed to quickly restrain the attacker, but Dr. Tan suffered bruises on his arms and abrasions on his neck.
A high-tech national jobs portal was launched today to better match local job seekers with employers. Called MyCareersFuture.sg, it's developed by Workforce Singapore, or WSG, and the Government Technology Agency. The new portal replaces the interface of the existing jobs bank for users, and WSG says it aims to roll out the function for employers to post jobs by the end of this year.
Engineering company Sterling Engineering has had its punishment increased for a fatal workplace accident after it appealed against its conviction and sentence. Five workers from Sterling Engineering were installing a steel sliding gate at a Bartley Road worksite in 2014. While pulling the 1,500-kilogram frame, it toppled onto a 41-year-old Bangladeshi worker, killing him. The company was fined $280,000 by the state courts last July, but the company appealed against the ruling, claiming that the design of the gate was not under the company's control. The High Court dismissed the appeal, ruling in favour of the prosecution and increasing the fine to $330,000.
In world news, the United States Department of Commerce has banned American companies from selling components to Chinese telecom equipment maker ZTE Corp for 7 years. This after breaking an agreement reached after it was caught illegally shipping goods to Iran. The U.S. action could be devastating to ZTE, since American companies are estimated to provide 25% to 30% of the components used in ZTE's equipment, including smartphones and gear to build telecommunications networks.
More than 40 people at a Japanese immigration detention center are on hunger strike after an Indian detainee committed suicide there last week. The protests began on Sunday, 2 days after an Indian national in his 30s was found hanged in a shower stall at the center of Ibaraki, northeast of Tokyo. The man was reportedly depressed about how long it was taking for his status to be adjudicated by authorities. According to authorities, about 330 people are being held at this centre. Read more news at the Business Times and the Straits Times.